Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Itzky.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? We are back live from Porta Either it's duh, or I'm going to throw a temper tantrum again.
Sorry.
You know, it's been the last time.
This is the last time.
No, I'm saying the last time we were here.
I got
on a Friday in this booth, you were fired.
I was terminated.
It didn't last long.
Didn't. I redeemed myself well, I think.
A lot has gone through. We've done a lot.
We have.
In the last 2 weeks.
Amazing. The last 24 hours. Are you kidding?
That's true. We're going to talk about you hit the Valspar this morning.
Yes, sir.
You were holding hands with Tiger.
I didn't hold his hand.
You were pretty close.
He had a golf club in it.
Yeah.
But I was the closest to him on the course.
Not sure how you pulled that off, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the last 2 days down at the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Absolutely incredible.
And how you stole a second-place trophy.
I took a trophy. I took a trophy home.
And again, just to clarify, you didn't win it, but you took it.
Never said
you
I
were
earned
given it.
It.
You were given it.
It was given.
Right. So
and
you
I took.
So you didn't necessarily steal it, but you stole it. We're going to have a couple drivers on today.
Sweet.
Got a little surprise coming up momentarily. Then we're going to have another driver on in the second half who drove me yesterday.
Awesome.
What were all the cars we drove yesterday, or we were driven in yesterday?
So yesterday, you actually, if the driver who's coming on at the 45 mark of the hour, you were driving an Audi R8 street car. So that's a street legal machine.
If you say so.
So that's an Audi
I have no
R8.
Idea what was that.
There were three BMWs, the M3. That's the green one I was in that went off-road.
Yep.
So you can check that out. At
you obviously had the best ride in the history of all these rides.
Yeah, because I was with
you
a professional rider.
Well,
we all were
with professional drivers, but he kind of lost control of his car.
We hit the corner too sharp.
That's awesome.
We went into the grass. We lost control. You can watch that live on my live feed on Facebook if you want to check it out. It was an incredible journey, an incredible ride. But and then there was a AMG Mercedes.
Is that what Oliver
sedan.
Drove?
Oliver drove the Mazda 3,
okay.
Which is another street legal car.
Okay.
So a lot of different brands out there representing their performance and handling.
So are you telling me that I can get my Mazda up to 125, 130 like Oliver did?
You know, I don't know if there's an SUV division in the racing series, but we could start one.
We should definitely enter that as well. All right. So we're going to have, not Oliver, we're going to have Kyle on.
Kyle.
And I have a great introduction planned.
I love it.
We'll wait till you hear this. We're going to have Toby Granhovec.
Okay.
Sure, I butchered that. That's who drove me. You know, and again, we were all leaving. And the coordinator of yesterday's media drive or long or whatever was like, Randy, grab your helmet. Okay. Yeah, come on. And that's when he put me in with Toby. And then because Oliver was your driver in stealing second place somehow, then he gave us our final ride. So it was definitely.
I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna lie. When they put on the fireproof suit and the helmet, I was like, this is going to be so real. I wasn't sure if I was ready for it. But I was like, I'm in capable hands. I'm in pro hands. And then
obviously not.
Then we went off-road.
Right. Obviously not.
I was like, oh, there's a piece of serenity. I was like, you know what? If this is the way I go, I'm okay with it.
Explain to me why we needed fire suits and helmets the first time. Just helmets, I think, the second time. And they're like, ah, screw it. Just ride.
I'm sure it has to do with the horsepower and the car. You know, like
I'm sure if we wreck at 135, 140,
it's the same
it doesn't
damage.
Matter, right?
But at least the illusion of four doors makes it safer.
I guess.
A security gate at the front of a community makes it safer?
I don't know. I don't know. But
it was an illusion of safety.
It definitely was a lot of fun. So we're going to talk about that with both drivers coming up. We're also going to talk a little bit about the second annual Seafood and Sweets Festival.
Oh, that's coming up.
It's next Friday.
Is Maggie on the move coming
Maggie
up?
Maggie is working her food truck, which is Maggie on the Move.
Yep.
So she won't be done until 3. So we're going to have her on next week.
Awesome.
Now, I have some news, some good, some bad. It is what it is. It appears you and I possibly will drive down to Fort Lauderdale to broadcast on Wednesday.
Okay.
All along, I thought that I was going to be down there the entire week.
Oh.
You know, for the Alliance event. We have some tickets. We're going to have some interviews, all that kind of setup, which will be coming to you from the Hard Rock on March 17th. But I know you know a little bit about this. I have a doctor's appointment now set for next Friday.
Okay.
Which means I guess I'm going to be in town for the second annual Seafood and Sweets Festival.
Let's do it. Let's tear it up.
You know, normally I would have said, no, I have other, you know, responsibilities. But in this case.
You're not passing up food. You're not passing up sweets and seafood.
Well, definitely seafood.
You know.
I'm not going to pass up the seafood.
We could start a new truck. Randy on the go.
They have a lobster food truck.
Oh.
We're going to have some gift certificates to give away, and you can win some.
Sweet.
You can't, but you can win some gift certificates. Go out there and grab some free food out at the second annual Seafood and Sweets Festival. For more information, go to gulftobayfta.org. And they have at least one, sometimes two of these food truck events a month.
Yeah, I think they call them rallies, like the food truck rallies festival.
Okay. And we're going to start this on a regular basis. We're going to give away some certificates. And, of course, I'm going to keep some for myself.
Of course.
Got to.
You got to. Why wouldn't you?
You know, there's only so much pizza I can eat.
Myself as well.
After last night, unbelievable. Talk about the experience of having Oliver and Kyle come in. And what did you make last night? I've known you for how long?
Yeah.
How long?
6 years going.
And I've never seen whatever that was that you made.
See, and I can't give my employees all the tricks of my trade, you know, because there's got to be a reason for me to still be here, you know. And so I give them just enough, let them do what they can do. But then there's some things on my menu that don't exist that people have never seen. And I pulled that out yesterday, a salad pizza, for example.
Yeah, which I passed on.
You did pass on the salad pizza.
The two things that I'm not sure I really would want.
Okay.
Is a salad.
Okay.
And then a salad on a pizza.
There you go. I made some pepperoni ricotta rolls. That started the night off. Then I went with Patty's Hungry Hungarian Peppers, stuffed with a sausage inside like a little meatball. I did that. And then to finish it off, I did a Nutella banana calzone with a little powdered sugar and some strawberry jam. So it was quite the feast, but it paled in comparison to the contraptions that these guys built.
Yeah.
The monstrosity, the Stonehenge of pizza, as I like to call it.
Yeah, it definitely was a good night. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get with Kyle Kirkwood from Kyle Kirkwood Racing here after the first break. But sports-wise, we'll start with where you went this morning.
Yeah, so
I slept. You went out to Innisbrook and the Valspar.
It's because we're on the Eastern Standard Time now. Last week you were out in Vegas and missed the call. So
last week I missed the entire show. And again, to clarify, I was up at 6 a.m., which is 9 our time.
Correct.
I went and I walked downstairs. I'm like, okay. And then I looked at my watch. I'm like, God, I still got 3-4 hours. So I went back up and I was killing time. Tossing and turning because I don't sleep well in a bed anyway because I've slept in a chair for the past 7 years. And so I'm in a bed, and next thing I know, I look, and I'm like, nobody called me. Now, at least I believe Sean tried to get me out.
He claims.
Right. It shows that he called.
Okay.
Where was your call?
I didn't call.
You didn't want me on.
I was on standby.
No, you didn't want me on.
No. I was waiting. Honestly, I was cooking. I looked at the clock. I was like, oh, I got like 2 minutes left. So I ran the computer, logged on. Ed was there. I heard the music chiming.
More importantly than you talking, Mick Ferrari wants to know where we're at. We are at Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Anybody who comes in before we are off the air at 2 o'clock, I don't even have approval to do this. I'm going to do it anyway. Anybody who walks in and says to anybody behind the counter or to us at the show, Knockout Radio, they're going to get a free slice.
Done. I validate that promo.
All right. Now that makes it not any fun.
No.
If you okayed it, I wanted to do it, and you go, no.
Okay, no.
Okay, come on in, mention Knockout Radio, get a free slice. Done. Any free slice that's on the, what do you call that?
It's a counter.
The counter, the bar?
It's a counter, okay. The bar.
You know, because we don't want somebody to come in and throw something really crazy out the window, and you have to make a whole pie like that. I know the terminology.
Yeah, like whole pie. Whole pie.
You know, just for one slice. So come on in, Tour de Pizza 2. It can only be 2. You can't be the original. You know what? You can go down to the original until
Yeah, why not? Just say you know the owner.
Yep.
Everybody else says that.
Just say you know the owner, Randy, and you can get a free slice at either location.
But you know who the owner of the Tour de Pizza knows now? Tiger Woods. So, but we're going back to what we were covering this morning.
I'm lost on that.
Well, we were talking about the early morning, how you were sleeping and what I was doing. So I was out for the radio station covering the Valspar 2018 Golf Championship. And as you know, the Valspar. And as you know, Tiger Woods is his first time appearing at this event, first time playing in it.
In a long time. No, he's played here before.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if he's played at Valspar, but I believe he's played in Innisbrook. It was like 20-some years ago.
Okay.
So it's been a long, long time.
Sure.
Since then. Someone on the Book of Face said, best salads at Tour de Pizza anywhere.
Oh, nice. I like.
Loser, because pizza rocks.
So tell him to put the salad on the pizza next time. I'll come in and I'll take care of you. I'll make it happen.
How do you get an all-meat salad pizza? I don't know.
All right, I could make it work.
Yeah, but it would be salad on the pizza. All right, back to Tiger. Get back to Tiger Woods.
But no, it was great. Got out there early. Got to see him take some practice swings at the driving range and followed him over to the chipping area, then to the bunker, and onto the tee box to start off round two.
Okay, I always tell you that I want you to be very careful. You know, don't be a fan.
Correct.
Because you're a fanboy. You know, we don't want you to be a fanboy. You're a professional now. You're
no
media.
Selfies. No.
This is what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to go out to Valspar tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to, as Tiger, not practicing.
Okay.
In the middle of one of his swings, in his back stroke, I want you to scream.
What do you want me to scream?
Get in the hole, because that's so original.
Well, you know, A, I'll lose my credentials. Two, I'll lose my career. And I don't know if he's the guy that I want to lose my credentials for.
One,
I'm saving it.
One is not a big deal, losing your credential. Losing your career, you don't really have one yet. So there's nothing to lose there either. So, you know, we can go with
that. I'm going to save that pass for a different celebrity.
So who would be that one celebrity for you?
For me?
For that one celebrity that would make losing everything, not your restaurant.
Right, right.
But, you know, because you're going to continue to plug that.
The one guy that I would cross the line for, lose my job and all my access. Who has a good question?
Yeah, mine's obvious.
Yours?
Who would mind me?
Oscar Schmidt.
No, wow. Oscar's a friend of mine. If Rocky Balboa walked through that door, not Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
You know, Rocky's got to come in all punch drunk. Hey, what's you talking about? You know, then maybe I would lose my marbles.
Yeah, no, that would be.
I don't want to throw mama from the train or the plane or the automobile or any of that stuff. I don't want to necessarily see Rambo, even though he was a pretty bad dude.
Right.
It's got to be Rocky Balboa. It's got to be in Apollo Creed shorts.
Okay.
You know.
I would say Jordan. I would say it's got to be Mike, yeah.
I've been around Mike. I've done some stuff with Mike. Matter of fact, Steve Kern, who's now the head coach of Golden State, screamed at us because we stood on his towel.
Oh.
And that's how the crowd was around Jordan. You know, we were trying to, you know, work and get our interviews, and he's sitting there, and some people, not going to say it was me, not going to say it wasn't, also was standing on the towel.
Nice.
So, all right, we are one quarter down. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, we're going to reach out to Kyle Kirkwood from Kyle Kirkwood Racing. Practice this morning. Races tomorrow afternoon, I believe. So we're going to get the rundown on his car, his life. Young kid.
Young.
What is he, like 20? Yeah. 19?
I don't think he has a license yet.
Well, he would have to have that, but he may not be able to be legally drink. That's a possibility.
That's true. But a good thing he didn't drink at Tour de Pizza last night.
Or legally purchase a gun, depending on which gun.
It's true.
Depending on his age. All right, live from Tour de Pizza 2, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Burt Watson. Alliance MMA presents Shogun Fights. That's Saturday, March 17th at the new Hard Rock Event Center in Hollywood, Florida. It's live MMA, baby. So get your tickets now at Ticketmaster in the Hard Rock Event Center box office. That's Saturday, March 17th in Hollywood, Florida. It's going to be all the way live, baby. We rollin'! Yeah! All night long.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on.
Mama, fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute, vanilla?
Yep, it's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
Tell you what I do know. That sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars. Mickey and Minnie set the stage for a star-studded show. Elsa explores her secret ice powers. Belle brings life back to Beast's enchanted castle. Rapunzel soars through the air. And Ariel sings with her six sisters. Every star has talent to share at Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars.
Playing at Amalie Arena March 22nd through 25th. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that Mr. World. Wide. Let's just
play. I'm free to do what I want and have a good time.
Now, didn't you say something about Billy Bob Thornton when we went to eat the other day?
Yeah,
I told you I had a liner.
You did?
Ed did not know that we talked about Billy Bob Thornton.
Wow, it's clever.
That's how good he is.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
How about that?
He is the man.
Not too bad. All right, so we've reached out to Kyle Kirkwood from Kyle Kirkwood Racing. He did some practice laps this morning. He is so popular after his win last night. His voicemail is totally full. So we are going to try to hunt him down so we can talk about his competition last night, what it's like to win and really win a title and really win a trophy.
Like a true championship.
Yeah.
But you're not a true champion until you defend it.
I've
been told that.
Who told you that?
I don't know. People that don't know anything about championships.
Well, people say that all the time.
It's true. It's true.
I don't believe it, but I know that Forrest Griffin said it, you know, when he won. But that's not true.
When going back to Wednesday's show, talking about Matt Serra, how on that night he was the best guy and won the championship, but he wasn't the best fighter in the division.
Right.
Was, you know, he would tell you that himself. Like
he has said that, but he was a champion.
On that night, he was the best. But if he could do it again, you know, Does it change? Does it change things?
Well, yeah, it changes things because when he fought GSP the second time, obviously he lost.
Right.
But, you know, to say that you're not the champion until you defend it is not true because you are the champion.
What if it comes from a technicality? Like Anderson Silva throws a leg kick, breaks his foot, the leg.
Which happened.
Right. Like, you know, and you become the champion. Do you take that title and say, yes, I won because that guy broke his leg. He couldn't continue.
Yeah, you still won. I mean, you're still the champion. So how do you say that you have to defend it to be the champion? You're the title holder.
You're the title holder, but did you beat him or did there was a circumstance that gave it to you?
You beat him.
Because the circumstance that gave me that second place trophy was...
Well, that's different. Your second place trophy. Let me explain to everybody that's listening to Talking Sports right now and everybody that's on the Book of Face. And Alon, we are talking to the Naked Pizza Man, Matt McClellan. He owns a Torta Pizza. We are broadcasting live from Torta Pizza 2. 88th Avenue and 4th Street. If you get down here, you know what? Just because it's you, Alon, if you get down here at any time and you say Knockout Radio, I promise you, you'll get a free slice of pizza. That's only for Alon. Anybody else has to be here before 2 o'clock.
Done.
Because Alon's my guy.
There it is.
We'll give him a free slice, you know, at any time. So where were we before you bored me?
Me?
What were you talking about?
I don't know.
Well, Alon brought your name up, so I wanted to throw you some love.
Well, I appreciate it.
About winning the title, about, you know, it's just crazy because you are the champion. You are holding the title. You do have the trophy, even though you didn't take second.
Sure.
You're holding the second place trophy.
So who's the champion?
So you're going to defend that?
So who's, like, Conor McGregor the champion? He's holding the title.
Well, is he?
I mean, he won it. He earned it.
Is he holding the title?
He's holding it.
Is he holding the title?
Has he been stripped of it?
I believe he has.
He's already been stripped of it?
I believe he has.
So then who's the interim?
There is none.
Who's the interim champion?
Well, the interim is Tony Ferguson. Thanks for keeping up on your MMA.
Who's fighting Khabib
Yep.
on April 7th in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center.
Yep.
So will that make the true champion shine? Would that be the true champion who wins that battle?
Yeah.
Of the three guys?
Yeah.
That will be the current and most dominant guy in that division?
No.
There'll be the one who won
the title.
The title.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ever say he's the most dominant.
Doesn't the true champ have to fight Conor?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, Conor is the champ.
What do the regime think? What do you guys think? Like, chime in.
There's plenty of people online. Greg Hendrick online. Alon Cruz.
Hey, Greg.
Online. So there's a lot of people that are on the Book of Face. But, you know,
I wish Greg would have woke you up last week when you're sleeping during the show.
Yeah, well, we were in two different locations. So
you're in Vegas in the same time zone.
We were in the same town, but, you know, that's about it. Now I'm being told by Greg Hendrick says I probably have some extra razors if you need one.
Wow. Just end the show quickly.
I've done it before. Don't push me.
I didn't know what he wanted to do with the razors, like shave or like end the show.
Yeah. Either one is fine.
No.
You know, I know that we've talked about MMA-wise, you know, the fact, you know, with Aldo. You know, Aldo never really won the title. He was given the title.
Right.
That's different. If you go and win it, then you are the champion. If you're given the title, interim title, which I call a fake title, if you have a fake title, you still won it.
No, you're right.
Won it.
And you know, speaking of titles and like actually winning it, how about the USA Sevens rugby team? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I do. A little disappointed in the head coach. How can you be more busy practicing than coming on Knockout Radio or talking?
That's passion. That's why they're the champs.
So Mike Friday was scheduled to be on, and maybe we'll get him on next Friday. But rugby is my new favorite sport. I love mixed martial arts. I do. I love rugby,
So last week I was telling everybody the itinerary of, like, guessing where Randy would show up, if he was going to be at the Pinzo 400, if he was going to be at the NASCAR event, if he was going to be at the Rugby 7, if he was going to be at the UFC 222.
Book of Face says, Greg Hendrick says, not his job to make sure Randy makes a show, even if he is here in Las Vegas.
This is true.
Do you ever watch Let's Make a Deal?
I have. I've watched it before.
Okay, so when Drew Carey walks out and he introduces, you know, the female that brings him the long stick mic.
Okay.
And then he talks to his announcer. What does the announcer always say?
Hi,
Mama May. Because he always says hi to his mom.
Okay.
My mother's online right now on the Book of Face, so I'll say it too. Hey, Mommy.
But isn't that great how all athletes, when they win the highest prize in like a Super Bowl or a championship, they always... Hi, Mom.
What's wrong with Dad? Why do all athletes hate their fathers?
You know, I don't think they hate their fathers.
They must. But not a single athlete has ever said, hi, Dad.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's either God or it's mom.
Well, the most important person on the planet is your mother.
Of course.
So, because without your mother, you're not on the planet.
You're not here.
But it's funny. It's always hi, mom. Yeah, I don't Mama think May.
That would be a great trivia question to see if there's ever been a guy who, or somebody, an athlete who's thanked their father. It would probably come from a women's sport, like volleyball or like, you know, tennis.
Okay. You have homework.
Oh.
Find it out.
Dang.
You know, when you bring up something ridiculous like that. So when we had Joe Fav on Knockout Radio while I was in Vegas, was that last week?
You were in Vegas last week?
Was that last week? God, yeah. It seems like forever ago, and I'm ready to go back. So Joe Fav was on it and said, you really don't even need to know the rules of rugby to enjoy rugby.
Okay. Yeah.
It is true, but I have no idea the rules.
Right. So you just hit the guy at the ball.
You don't hit the guy. You destroy the guy.
You crush him.
I don't know if you remember the big famous Warren Sapp, you know, side block against the Green Bay Packers. I saw at least three or four hits that made that look like cotton candy.
With less pads.
No pads.
No pads.
Yeah, they don't have any pads.
No helmets, nothing.
Nothing. Just, well, they wear that funky little, like the Samoan center dude on the USA Sevens team. You know, wears that kind of head thing.
Let's just keep your ears from getting ripped off.
I don't know what it's to keep.
I think it's to keep your ears.
Why, MMA fighters are now playing and you need to protect the cauliflower ears?
Maybe.
So, Sevens is exactly what it says. It's seven players, seven on seven.
Right.
Full field, no timeouts, no stoppage.
Fast-paced, action-packed, hard-hitting. It's he said it was the best part of rugby, you know, into this seven series, this tournament.
Why? Is regular rugby more than seven people?
I don't know anything about rugby. Yeah, I don't know.
This is the first time I saw it, and it was absolutely amazing. It was fantastic to watch. I will go to Vegas next year, whether the UFC is there or not. Last year, I went to cover the UFC. My wife was with us. We spent a couple of days in Vegas, and we saw all these freaks all dressed up, all people using the American flag as a cape, which you know where I stand with that.
Sure.
You know, there was a ton of other countries there. It was cool. And then I forgot about it. This year, I was going to cover the UFC. Our Las Vegas correspondent, Greg Hedrick, said, you know, you have NASCAR here and you have rugby here. Rugby? I'm there. Yeah. I might as well check it out. So this year, I went to cover the UFC and found the Rugby 7 tournament. Next year, I'm going to cover the Rugby 7 tournament and may attend the UFC event.
That sounds like a plan.
It was awesome.
So how was the Tenor Rock? Did Greg go? Greg went.
Yeah, so, Greg did go to the Tenors of Rock.
How is that? I mean,
it was fantastic. It was better this time than last time. And I didn't really get to talk much to the guys. We were last, and you know, we went and said hi and stuff. But it was at one of the different tenors. So I want to know the backstory. First and foremost, every tenor, every singer, because there's five in the group, has got to have a backup, right?
You think so?
Because if somebody gets sick, you need.
Yeah.
So somebody wasn't there. They had somebody else come in who was phenomenal. This guy was on point. But I'd be curious, you know, who replaces Gareth? Who replaces little Jimmy? You know, who replaces whoever?
Who's the lead guy with the mohawk?
That's Jimmy.
I'll replace him.
I don't know.
I got a mohawk.
Yeah, but Jimmy can rock.
Well, I can't sing.
Well, Jimmy can,
But I figured you were just like, I figured that was your new favorite group because you're just used to hanging out with people with mohawks. Chuck Liddell. Naked Pizza Man, Tenors of Rock.
Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more about, not a little bit more, we need to talk a little bit about the NFL and some trades and some things that's going down and your thoughts on that. So, and Greg Hendrick from Las Vegas on the Book of Faith says he will definitely go to Tenors again. They're all sporting the 8-Man Strong shirts.
Awesome.
I don't know if you saw that. And then Max Payne, I guess, posted a photo of him in his T-shirt.
Sweet.
You know what's funny?
Sam Alvey did the same thing. Smiling Sam. He got his 8-Man Gear swag the other day, courtesy of Knockout Radio and Randy Harris.
What did I tell you? I said, in order to lose your credential, it needs to be over the right person, right?
Sure.
Okay. And whose name did I just randomly throw out? I said, it can't be who? Who did I say?
I don't know.
I said John Daly.
John Daly, yes.
What's this guy look like? Oh, my God. I thought it was John Daly
The Valspar is going on, so it's not unlikely that John Daly is walking into a pizzeria near you.
Well, no, he'd be at Hooters.
Or a bar.
He'd be at Hooters. He'd be at Hooters. All right, coming to you live from Torta Pizza 2, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Petersburg. This is a Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Song.
Yeah.
the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Yo, this is Burt Watson. Alliance MMA presents Shogun Fights. That's Saturday, March 17th at the new Hard Rock Event Center in Hollywood, Florida. It's live MMA, baby. So get your tickets now at Ticketmaster in the Hard Rock Event Center box office. That's Saturday, March 17th in Hollywood, Florida. It's going to be all the way live, baby. We rollin'! All night long.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars. Mickey and Minnie set the stage for a star-studded show. Elsa explores her secret ice powers. Belle brings life back to Beast's enchanted castle. Rapunzel soars through the air. And Ariel sings with her six sisters. Every star has talent to share at Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars.
Playing at Amalie Arena March 22nd through 25th. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
You know what? I got to change.
That's
my,
the best part of the show.
I've got to change my selection for the one guy I lose everything for, Dickie V.
Oh, really?
I mean, I mean, this time of year, March Madness. Are
really?
You kidding me? Like, that passion. Like, and I heard him on a radio show a few weeks ago talking about the foundation, the Jimmy V Foundation, and the V Foundation, and his foundation. Man, what a passionate guy to help children's cancer. That's the guy. If I'm going to lose it all, I'm going down with Dickie V.
Really? See, I wouldn't.
That's my guy.
Now, granted, I've talked to him before. I've interviewed him before. He did the liner, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. And when I say Rocky Balboa, obviously that's a fictional character and blah, 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 blah. But I don't know who I would.
And I could be speaking, you know.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Who?
I did it.
Who?
There's only one person. Well, there's two, but we won't go into the second one because it's almost embarrassing. But the one time that I was determined to go meet and get a photo with and this was years ago, and that person now is the president of the United States.
Whoa. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I got in the ring at an affliction fight in California to get a picture with Donald Trump.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool. And for whether you like or you dislike, and I've always said this, whether it's this president, the last president, whatever, the fact that it's the president.
It's the president.
Did I ever tell you my run-in with another president?
No.
It's pretty funny. So we're out.
Was it a baseball related?
That's when you're supposed to say you'll be the judge.
Okay, I'll be the judge.
Okay. So we're at the Super Bowl in Houston.
Okay.
With a former co-host who makes you look normal.
Oh, wow.
Let me rephrase that. He makes you act normal.
Okay.
So all this stupid stuff you've done, quadruple it, and that's this guy. His goal was to be that guy.
Okay.
Okay. So we're in Houston, and we are going to watch Chris Berman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we walk over to the ESPN booth, and we hear that Chris Berman is on his way over. So we walk back the other way to we're in the convention center. And four guys in suits start yelling, stop.
Okay.
Stop walking. And I turn around like me. What?
Right.
For Chris Berman? Right. You got to be kidding me. And I kept walking. And they said again, stop. And I kept walking. So my former co-host stopped right where they told him to.
Okay.
And he's a bigger than I am.
Okay.
So I couldn't believe he stopped.
Sure.
I don't think Chris Berman's that big a deal. Do you?
No.
That he has security guards?
No.
That he has people screaming, stop walking? What?
Wow.
It was insane.
I thought you were going to tell me it was George Bush at a Rangers game or something.
No, this is at the Super Bowl at the convention center.
Well, in Houston, I figured.
In Houston.
President.
And then the doors open up and out walks George Bush.
Nice.
And George Bush walks over to my former co-host and shakes his hand.
Oh, no way.
And I'm probably, I don't know, 100 feet away.
Wow.
I couldn't run over to him now.
Right, right.
Because
you would have got shot.
Because he stopped.
Right. Wow.
George Bush walks by.
Wow. So I got a chance. You're saying that I might meet a president one day staying with this show.
Anything can happen.
Hey.
I can one up that.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Okay, so it was let's see,
Hold on, Ed, hold on one sec. So I'm gonna lay it down for you. So there Ed was. On the couch at Dr. Phil's.
No.
Story time with Ed.
So it was 1998 or maybe it was 99. When the Bucks used to have training camp at UT. And, it had to be 99. It had to be 98. And I'm driving over to UT. It's hot, of course. And then I get to Dale Mabry, or towards Dale Mabry of the interstate. And the interstate's shut down. So I'm asking, what's going on here? I mean, because there's open area there and nobody's moving. Well, the president's in town. And I'm like, oh, man, they shut the roads. So I weave around to get back. I go all the back roads. I get to UT. I go the back way to UT. And as I'm running towards the gate to get into the stadium, the practice field, I see guys in black suits kind of all around the perimeter. I walk in real fast. I showed them my credential. And the press was off to the left, and then I see Clinton is actually in the middle of the field talking to the players and stuff. So I figure he's got to leave somewhere. On the other side of the stadium, I see the guy with the football, his presidential football, the suitcase. And I figure he's got to go in that direction. So I just walk around the track over to the other side, and I see a group of people there waiting to be greeted by him. So I reach down in my black bag to get make sure my tape recorder is recording. And I reached down probably three or four times. And as he's walking towards me, I reached down again. And at that point, I thought, there could be sharpshooters in my head right now because I'm reaching in a black bag. And I just held my microphone out, and he came right over. And I asked him three or four questions. Got it on record. Well, I didn't know I had it on recording. And then I said, thank you, and everything like that. And I went around the other side, and press corps was like, what are you doing? You can't just walk over there. We had a selected group. I said, I didn't know. I was late. I figured I'd just go over there. So at that time, a huge thunderstorm broke out, and I took cover under this balcony of an apartment, and I'm sitting there. I'm waiting for it because it's raining so bad. And I'm thinking, my recorder has messed up before. I wonder if I got this because I don't think anybody's going to believe it. And then I got to my truck and I put it in my tape into the tape player to listen to it. I said, oh, no, it's eaten tapes before. So I popped it out real quick and I had to wait all the way home to figure out I actually had it. And I still have it today.
That's awesome.
Let's hear a sound bite. Let's do it.
I'll have to pull it up. I don't have it here at the station quarters.
Clinton or Bill? Which Clinton was it?
Well, there is only one president. There was only one president, thank God. President Clinton, thank God. It was Bill. No, he was very nice. I asked him a few questions. I said, you know, are you scouting for the Redskins? And he said, no. And he said, if I were, these Bucks look pretty good. And actually, they were going to play them that weekend at the old Tampa Stadium. And then I said, thanks, you're doing a great job. And he turned around and he said, thanks for what you said. I appreciate it. And he walked off. Of course, I was lying, but, you know.
Yeah, well, that's still a great story. Before we hit this last break, I'm going to tell another one. When President Bush came to One Buck and all the, you know, the players are out there, and that's the famous picture with President Bush and Michael Pittman, yeah. And he's, you know, looking at his biceps and stuff. So a lot of the players wanted pictures with the president.
Sure.
There was one Buccaneer that wanted autographs with the president. And left, I believe, with 10 autographed footballs.
Wow.
All for sale.
Okay.
But, you know, he was one after another. He's got the ball boys bringing him footballs, and he's getting President Bush to sign him.
That's pretty cool.
So it was kind of funny. He wanted a lot of money for it, too. All right, we are three quarters of the way down. When we come back, Toby Granhovec, who will be driving in the inaugural for his class, the classic BMW GTS racing team. It's the GTSA class debut. We're going to talk about that, and I'm going to ask him the question that I had for Kyle.
Okay.
Since his voicemail was too full, we couldn't get him on. So we are going to go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the place where you can get a free slice or two, maybe even more, while I'm here. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Side.
Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Bert Watson. Alliance MMA presents Shogun Fights. That's Saturday, March 17th at the new Hard Rock Event Center in Hollywood, Florida. It's live MMA, baby. So get your tickets now at Ticketmaster in the Hard Rock Event Center box office. That's Saturday, March 17th in Hollywood, Florida. It's going to be all the way live, baby. We rollin'! All night long.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE. Or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on,
to.
Man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute. Vanilla?
Yep. It's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
Tell you what I do know. That sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars. Mickey and Minnie set the stage for a star-studded show. Elsa explores her secret ice powers. Belle brings life back to Beast's enchanted castle. Rapunzel soars through the air. And Ariel sings with her six sisters. Every star has talent to share at Disney on Ice presents Reach for the Stars.
Playing at Amalie Arena March 22nd through 25th. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So we were out at the Grand Prix. We did some media stuff out there. The Weldon family was there.
Absolutely. Susie was there with the boys.
You know, and it's one of those that's very cool to remember.
Absolutely.
On the same line, it's tough to remember.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
So it's obviously a very fine line.
But the one thing I did notice is that the racing community is very close. You know, these guys are very competitive. They all want to win. But they're all – it's a family. You know, these guys are travel together.
I don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
Did you watch when the pros raced before we did? On whatever day that was,
on the go-karts?
Yeah, did you see a couple getting bumped and pushed?
But that's all part of the racing, you know, the competitive edge they all have to get them to where they are now. But off the track or out of the car, these guys are a family, and it shows. I mean, you could see that all around, especially with the Weldon family in attendance.
Give me your thoughts on the NFL, some things that are going on. The Buccaneers have yet to make any acquisitions. Obviously, they've let Martin go and somebody that was really just taking up locker room space in Chris Baker. But Aqib Talib is going to the Rams.
Okay.
On his downswing, if he's not already at that swing, DeMarco Murray and Richard Sherman are due to be waived.
Richard Sherman just got announced today.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was supposed to happen sometime today.
He got notified he was going to be released. Right. I don't know if it's official yet.
Michael Bennett going to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
So we're gonna we'll get back to that, but right now I know that you've now connected with Oliver because he was your driver at your event yesterday. My driver is on the line with us right now. We've got a couple questions for him. He'll be driving this weekend in the classic BMW GTS racing team, and that's Toby Granhovec. Hope I pronounced that semi-close. Toby, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's it going, Randy?
First and foremost, thank you for the ride the other day. It's a shame that we did the speed limit though.
Yeah, did you enjoy that ride?
It was unbelievable. It was so much fun. And the thing that I found, I don't know, the funniest or whatever, is here you're doing some serious speed on a race course, and you're talking to me like we're delivering pizzas here at Torta Pizza.
Yeah, you got to be relaxed while you're out there driving, especially here with all the walls and stuff. It makes it really, it makes it a lot of fun with all the concrete barriers next to you as you're going 150 miles an hour.
Yeah, it does add some dilemmas, you know, to the drive. Well, talk to us a little bit about this weekend, and I understand this is your class debut, correct?
Yeah, I moved up this year from touring car. I won the championship there in 2016, and this year we got the M4 GT4 car BMW Motorsports built for us, and we're debuting it this weekend here at St. Petersburg, and the car is awesome. It's so much fun to drive. Especially here through the streets with all the fans. It's a pretty neat place to be.
What's it like to, you know, I know you're a professional driver, but to drive, you know, in a professional, you know, race in a street course in basically your backyard in the Tampa Bay area?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing running here, with, like I said, with all the fans and the barriers and everything, and the competition and Pearly World Challenge is probably the best out there. And all the cars are extremely close, and you'll see a lot of bumping and rubbing up against the around the barriers this week.
Toby, what goes into when you do change the car that you're driving? You know, you're into a different vehicle this year. You know, how much more goes into it? Because it's not just driving. Now you've got to, you know, relearn and readapt to what this car has and the other one didn't.
Yeah, we did a lot of testing in the off season to learn the new car. So the crew has to learn it, the engineers have to learn it, and the driver as well. The braking points, the acceleration. How the car handles, what adjustments you need to make the car handle better. There's a lot that goes into it and takes a big team to do well.
Talk to me or talk to us for a second about the testing and the training. We had Kyle Kirkwood here last night along with Oliver Askew. And Kyle mentioned how he does training. And what hit me as I was driving home is when you're training, are you training in that car and only that car? Or do you need to train with other cars, you know, to kind of get used to driving against other cars?
Yeah, I mean, in the off season, I'll drive whatever is available. I still run some of the touring cars. We have some other drivers driving them this year. And then these cars, we've been doing most of the testing in lately, plus the physical training. I ran the BMW Dallas Marathon in December. So you got to be in shape to drive these cars. They are pretty physical. So a lot goes into it, and also time on the simulator. That always helps, too.
Hey, Toby, this is Matt, the Naked Pizza Man, and I had the pleasure of riding in the green M3 BMW yesterday that actually went off-roading through the grass. And
awesome.
But it was.
The video's incredible.
It was an incredible journey. You know, so I was just curious on, you know, like how, like on fan experience days like this, you know, like how fast – I mean, because obviously we were going a little bit slower because of the media day and we had fragile cargo with them. But you know, how much faster do those cars go? Like, how much more can you guys push out of that course?
Probably, I don't know, maybe as the weekend goes, the more rubber gets put down on the track, the more grip the cars actually get. So the cars will go faster as the weekend goes. Yesterday, nobody's driven on the track really before we went out for the media ride. So the track was extremely slick and lots of, like, dust and dirt and sand and everything.
And grass.
So, plenty of grass. And grass from Justin. And so the track does get faster. Probably yesterday to this morning was probably maybe, I don't know, 3 seconds a lap quicker today.
So what's the top speed in that course? Like, what's the top speed of the Grand Prix this year?
I bet you we're on the back straight and probably going into turn one. We're probably 140 something. I haven't looked at the data yet from this last practice to see, because we just got out of the car from the first practice session.
Toby, let me ask you this, because unfortunately the weather appears to be that it could be bad on Sunday, and I know that it's rained a few times, you know, at the event. How does that change not only the race but the speed of the race?
The race speed will definitely slow down quite a bit, and the line that the drivers take will change. With it being a street course, there'll be lots of puddling on the sides of the road because, you know, the roads are crowned, and the paint will be extremely slick, so it'll be have to stay off the paint, and so it'll make it a pretty exciting race if it rains on Sunday.
How long did it take you, you know, being a professional race car driver, to once you get out of your car, and I'll explain why the question in a minute, you get out of the race car and then you're driving home to remember that you're not in a race car anymore? Because Matt thought, driving us back to Torta Pizza yesterday, that he was in a race. And, you know, he's taking corners like we were still in those race cars. So how long did it take you to drive normal, you know, once you got out of the race car?
Well, one of the great things about the BMW is you can set a speed alarm in your car. So I always set mine in my car so that at least it goes off if I start speeding. So that always helps.
I definitely need to get one of those.
That's awesome. What time are your races? You know, when can we come out and watch you on the course?
So we're on again at 4 o'clock for practice, and then I think we qualify tomorrow morning. The race tomorrow afternoon, I think, is around 4 p.m., and then 9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
Now, will you be driving down 4th Street on the way back to Tampa to go home today?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Come by Tour de Pizza. Your dinner's on me. You know, we had a face-off last night with Kyle and Oliver. They did a pizza challenge where Oliver actually went creative and added garlic knots to the pizza to take a creative edge.
But on your way home, please stop on by. It's 88th Avenue and 4th Street at Tour de Pizza. You know, bring the team, bring whoever. Come by yourself, bring your family, and come on down and have some food on us tonight.
Okay, awesome.
So cool. Well, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck this weekend, and thank you for the ride yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming out and going for a ride.
Bye. See you, we'll talk to you soon. Moved up. He was the champion last year.
Yeah.
You know, didn't you say that Oliver was the champ in the one division? He moved up, and Kyle is now in that division?
It's kind of what they do. Like, you win, you move up. So, just like any sport, really.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was a lot of fun. The St. Pete Grand Prix, they're driving by on 4th Street, whether the race cars or not.
Yeah,
right
they don't
now.
Care. No, it's race weekend, and welcome race fans to the city of St. Petersburg.
Valspar going on with Tiger Woods. The Rays are playing the Phillies this weekend on Monday or Tuesday, I believe. So a lot of good, cool stuff going on, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody that's on the Book of Face. We're going to grab some pizzas and take it over to J-Con. I'm going to even make that delivery. And if you want to get in touch with me, whether it's online or not, you know how to do it, at Knockout Radio on Twitter.
@ Naked Pizza Man 1.
All right, thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
See ya.